شكرا سيد.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I make this statement to respond to some of the statements made by NGOs that have spoken about the situation of Christians in Egypt. And at the outset, I would like to say that those speakers do not represent the Christians of Egypt and their participation here. They come here representing only themselves and their claims that the state of Egypt persecutes the Copts is not true. They could have better condemned the terrorist attacks against Egypt, all the children of Egypt, instead of attacking Al-Azhar, despite its role in presenting Islam in its real form and as a religion of tolerance. Sir, there has been a participation in the Committee of 50, the Constitutive Assembly for our Constitution, and the Constitution provides unprecedented rights, and there was law number 80 of 2016 on the construction of churches for the very first time in the history of Egypt, with an agreement between the Christian Church and the government. There has been a committee for the standardization of the status of buildings without permits, and those will be standardized according to Article 8 of the law. So we cannot ignore all the efforts made by the state of Egypt to enable all the Christians to receive all their rights, and it is not possible to focus only on some of the individual incidents that the government is dealing with in a very fair manner and in a firm manner. And it's not only resorting to reconciliation sessions, like, for example, the issue concerning priest Saman Shisata. One of the articles of the Constitution makes a positive discrimination for the Christians in the assembly, and to strengthen the feelings of unity and community between all of us. There has been a visit by the president of the Orthodox Church. Al-Azhar and the Orthodox Church continue to work under the Baytullah Illa initiative to ensure that there would be no discrimination and no instigation and no violence on the basis of religion, and to promote tolerance amongst all of the Egyptians, as well as exchanging information between the priests, the Christian and the Muslim clerics. And when there was some remarks made about Nubians, and I would like to tell you that there are no Nubians under arrest for any reason. Those were people who have been arrested.